This week on The Bottom Line, a Ferrari gets wrecked, I try and save a life, and Bezos' yacht proves to be a bridge too far. And this is The Bottom Line.
Hey everybody, I'm back.
And I'm Doug. Hey everybody, I'm Doug.
And I'm Chris.
And this is The Bottom Line. Welcome.
Welcome back, another week.
We love you guys so much. I'm going to tell you why even more this week than last week. But go ahead, what do we got?
Well, we have our sponsors, of course.
Which are?
Marine Data Solutions and Salty Rags Crew Apparel.
Marine Data Solutions. I've got 99 problems on board. And the internet's not one of them. And Salty Rags Crew Apparel. What do they do for us?
They keep us looking fly in personalized gear, of course, for our boats.
Fly in personalized gear. They make her look fly. I don't look fly.
Thanks,
don't forget, Salty Rags does bedding, pillows, pillowcases to carry
linen,
money.
Swag.
No, listen, they make pillowcases that carry large amounts of money to launder. No, they don't do extortion, blackmail,
murder.
Or murder.
No.
But keep phone calls coming. Everybody's calling Dave going, I need this, that. I think it's awesome.
Okay. I think it is too.
Next.
He doesn't really do that stuff. Yacht industry news.
What do we got in yacht industry news?
Well, the yacht triple net.
Hold the phone. All right. Late breaking. Georgia, put up the news alert. Make us look like a news team.
Ooh.
What's going on is the GPS system is doing a rollover that is effective January 2nd, 2022. What's that going to do? They are reprogramming the time scale on these things. So it's, quote, from Furuno, it's going to give you, it will show input, incorrect date, time, and for the published period, which will actually affect your navigation, because navigation's time, all right? For Furuno specifically, it is a software update. Every GPS system is going to be different. Who does this affect? Your equipment, it affects ECDIS, GMDSS, VDR and ODEM, plus your GPS, plus your AIS. Now, you can call Marine Data Solutions and they'll fix it because they just fixed ours. So this will be up. All right, next.
Well, going back to yacht industry news, there was an unfortunate accident.
Hold on a second. Back to yacht industry news. Okay, continue.
You're on the right page now.
Wait,
literally.
Before you guys even get into yacht industry news, everybody knows Christy wasn't here last week, so I'm gonna take the blame for that. My fault, 100%. Take a look at the video.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Something's not agreeing with me first.
I got it! Clear!
Oh, okay, so she's recovered.
I'm recovered now.
Apparently she didn't need the defibrillator.
I didn't.
Okay.
Don't do it on someone who doesn't.
Yacht industry news, let's go.
Well, we had an accident.
Why are you waiting so long for yacht industry news? Go, come on, let's go.
Because I keep getting interrupted
by
something.
It's a short show, go.
Got it. Well, we had an accident where two guests ended up in the hospital.
Brandon, okay.
I know, I'm sorry, Brandon.
Okay, which boat?
Triple net.
Okay, all right, I'm going to be serious now. Down in Miami, off the Key Biscayne Yacht Club, the yacht triple net was picking up its guests from the yacht club in a 35-foot tender, and some damn Pershing or whatever you call them, Azmut, whatever, was cranking by at full tilt. They did so much damage that the guests ended up in the hospital with a concussion, broken ribs. They got tossed around in this tender so bad. You guys need to slow down in Miami. Here's a video of us going through Stiltsville, and a guy just could not wait for me to get through at 8 knots, and he flies by us. No wake, please. These people ended up in the hospital. This is serious. Okay, next.
Look out for one another. Well, you're a car guy. We have another muscled car for the water.
Oh, brother.
I know.
They never come off well.
It's a new V8 jet ski.
Get this. V8 jet ski built by Strandcraft. It's not out yet, and they don't have a price. The damn thing's 17 feet long. It weighs 1,250 pounds.
Yeah.
It's 5 feet wide. It has a cabin. You can see from the pictures. It's pretty awesome, but it's a 17-foot jet ski. All right. Wait till the price comes out on that. It's a little excessive, but it looks really cool. Anyway, By the way, it's got a 6.2 liter V8 in it. Holy
smokes.
That's
what I want.
Okay, next. What do we got?
Emirates team.
Emirates. That's the airplane company, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, they have a new hydrogen foiling chase boat coming out.
I don't understand this because everybody's like so strapped on the Emirates team for America's Cup that they're asking for more money, but then they built this thing. But I love it. I absolutely love it. Take a look at this thing. This thing is going to be their chase boat for America's Cup. It is insane. And I love that it's hydrogen powered. I am not a big fan of electric powered boats. We all know that.
Yeah.
Okay. Hydrogen? What's hydrogen? H2O, water.
Oh,
okay. Someday we're going to be able to take salt water into some little box and make hydrogen out of it and run our boats. So this thing's pretty cool. I'm going to give you some stats on it. It's 10 meters long. It cruises at 35 knots. Tops out at 50 knots. It's badass.
That's
looking.
Awesome.
This thing looks badass.
Yes.
All right. It carries 6 crew and it goes 180 kilometers. I don't know if that's a lot. 180 kilometers, it's got to be like 100 miles.
And the range is
okay, but it's hydrogen powered. It's pretty cool. 50 knots? Jesus Louises. I love it.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. I'm going to watch that more than I watch the cup boats.
You're going to be looking out for that one.
All right, next.
I bet.
What do we got next?
Well, we have the Sea Cloud Cruises.
Sea Cloud Cruises. Now, do you know Sea Cloud?
I do not.
Okay.
Not
so
yet.
This one really rich guy got married to another girl named Hutton.
Okay.
All right, back in the 30s. All right. And gave her a boat. It was Sea Cloud. Here's a picture of it. It is a full rigged ship. That's how much he liked her.
Missing out.
They divorced and she kept the boat.
I would too.
Okay. Anyway, Sea Cloud is a famous yacht that has turned into a cruise ship, that turned into a cruise industry from Sea Cloud Cruises. They actually operate a couple other boats. They have Sea Cloud 2. And it had some other boat. Anyway, big news, it got sold. It was acquired by, are you ready for this?
Who? Bring it on.
The Ritz-Carlton is upping their game in yachting. Okay? They are creating a whole yacht portfolio, and they are branching out from the hotel industry into yachting. I am a big fan of the Ritz-Carlton. We have done stuff with them in the past business-wise. We were the only boat for the Ritz-Carlton down in Biscayne Bay every year. They put us together. And I love Beth over there. If you're watching, Beth.
Thank you. Anyway,
I really like this idea. They're branching out from hotels to yachts, to Ritz-Carlton-level yachts. Which is nice.
That is nice.
Okay, now headquarters is still going to be in Germany, so I don't know how that's going to work out. But anyway,
interesting.
Yeah, Sea Cloud has a lot of rich history. Maybe we'll do that in yacht history one day. Okay, next.
Okay, so there's a controversy about Jeff Bezos' yacht getting egged all over social media, all over the news. Crazy.
So Jeff Bezos building this 114-foot yacht. We all know about it.
Everyone.
It's a big project. Yep. 415-foot sailboat. And guess what? There's a bridge in the way between the shipyard and the ocean. So what do you do?
Get rid of it, of course.
Not the yacht, the bridge.
Yeah, get rid of the bridge.
Here's a picture of the bridge. So it is what they call a center span bridge, which actually lifts up on wires. And it's let every other yacht built there over the past, whatever, 100 years get through. But his yacht, not so much.
No.
Now, I'm going to tell you, I understand. Okay, but you know, you could step the masts on the other side of the bridge, find another facility, but he wants to have the whole thing done at the yard. So 13,000 people in town have started a little fund, revolt against this. They don't want their bridge taken apart. They said that instead of taking a bridge apart, build a smaller boat, Jeff. So now... They've all planned to egg the boat as it goes by.
Yeah.
Jeff's paying the city, by the way, to take the bridge apart. Good for him. Okay, he is one of the richest men on board.
Yep.
Or with boating.
In the world,
Now, there's a couple of stats here. They're not really that concerned about it because they did the math and they did the whole thing. You're going to have to throw that egg about 320 feet. And they're actually saying it's doable. But it's not going to be
It's a difficult but not impossible task.
Yeah, so the closest get to the yacht is about 300 and change. So I don't think Jeff's going to have egg on his face. I mean boat anytime soon. All right,
not
next.
Not going through the bridge.
Oh, way to piss off a whole town. Okay, we got bottom feeder shout outs to Johnny and Jessica. They're married. He is a captain and he's from Virginia. Big fan of the show. Johnny's running a burger, I think, a really nice burger. Yeah. And they're, you know, they work together on the boat. So big shout out to Johnny and Jessica.
Johnny and Jessica.
Another big shout out to Anna from Romania.
Ooh.
Watching us in Romania.
I love it.
Do they even have water in Romania?
Let's ask Anna.
I think they have the Black Sea. But okay, I don't know. But anyway, big shout out. That's cool. She said she's been watching the show from the absolute beginning. It's cold in Romania because we said we had our biggest fan on last week.
Yes.
Okay, but she says I'm a bigger one.
Ooh,
and then one more shout out to Stacy from NYC, which I think stands for. I don't know, NYC. There's
New
someplace.
York City.
New York City.
Oh, yeah.
Big shout out to Stacy from NYC.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of cool.
That is cool.
She's probably sitting in her condo somewhere looking down at all the boats.
Probably.
And planes landing in the water. Okay, that's another story. Okay, next. Crew Corner is sponsored by
Yacht Haven.
What's Yacht Haven? I've never heard of this
before. Yacht Haven is a place where crew can get rested like the guested, like you say, or the best place to call home when you're actually not
that's
at
right.
home
if within you're,
5 miles
I know,
of LMC.
Yeah, yeah, they're right around LMC. If you're doing a refit, you get the whole house. All right?
That's great.
Okay? Rolls Royces.
Wi-Fi.
Clowns.
Laundry.
Bouncy houses.
I knew that
bouncy houses. Falling iguanas.
If the temperature hits, everyone will.
Marble floors that you can slide across. They encourage you to bring your skateboard inside the house.
No.
No?
No, sorry, Jamie.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You can definitely,
you
can definitely jump off the roof into the pool.
You can rent
I don't know.
Razor
I don't know if
work.
Any of that's true. Anyway,
probably
check them out at crewhaven1501.com.
Yep.
Jamie's super awesome, super clean houses.
Plenty of properties.
Hey, listen, everybody needs to get off the damn boat once in a while. Mm-hmm. Okay, next.
Well, we have quick ways to make captains or owners upset.
Okay, well, one way is make this statement. Cap, I only had two drinks before lunch. Another beaut is, Cap, I just cracked up the crew car. Ugh, that wasn't the crew car. That was the owner's Ferrari. Why are you even driving it?
Yeah,
okay.
Not good.
All right. But another way to really upset a captain or an owner is to have the boat sink.
Sink
so
their boats.
We're going to talk about what you need to do when the boat's sinking.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what to do?
Grab the champagne.
Well, if it's expensive champagne.
Of course.
But first things first. Okay. There are two types of boat sinkings. There's a really fast, oh my God, the boat's going down, where you can barely just get off the boat, or the slower one. What would be a fast way? If you hit a container at night. Okay? Mm-hmm. Those damn containers are only this far out of the water, and you can't see them at night because they're all painted like drab green or something. That would mean that the boat's going down fast. There's this 15-foot hole in the front.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So what you need to do is grab your ditch bag. Okay? When you grab your ditch bag, you're headed towards the life rafts and off you go. A slower sinking would be something's cracked underneath.
Mm-hmm.
A shaft just fell out the back of the boat.
Mm-hmm.
The rudder post is gone. Or something structural
slow,
happened
gradual.
Where you've been fighting the water intrusion for a while and the pumps are just not keeping up. I actually, in the middle of the Atlantic, was slowly sinking for about 3 days, but we kept the pumps going. Here's a surefire way of figuring out if you're sinking or not. If your bilge pumps are running 60 minutes on the hour, that's sinking. You're just controlling it. Now, I was in that situation once, but I'm still here. A couple other ways of having a boat sink, well, hitting the back of a tanker off Bahamas in the middle of the night, that could happen.
Situation.
The bills just become too much for the owner and you make a deal. No, I'm kidding. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
All right. Anyway, so even in a slow sinking, you have a little bit more time.
Mm-hmm.
So you're grabbing the ditch bag. And then while you're grabbing the ditch bag, the crew are going down and getting their personal belongings. Okay. What does that mean?
Well, if you have time, you can get passports, documentation, the boat logs.
Important stuff.
Like this.
Okay? Not your favorite dress or your jewelry. Okay?
Favorite
this is going to be no good to you in a life raft. There's no chance while you're out in a life raft that you have to dress for dinner. Okay?
Well, you never know.
Not a chance. Now, while that's happening up on the bridge, my ditch bag is going to have flares in it because my ditch bag has flare. Okay? And then I'm going to have a VHF radio.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have, I actually have a, we have full comms on the boat, but I also have a handheld GPS, a handheld satellite phone, okay? And then the 406 EPIRB is going to be lit off, and that would come with us too.
Absolutely.
All right? Now, I would also take the boat's ship's log and put that in the ditch bag.
Mm-hmm.
I would also put in any important paperwork that I have with the ship's documentation, my favorite color, stuff like that. I will never go to a sinking without wearing my favorite life jacket,
of course,
which is not orange like the rest of them. It's a drab camo unit.
Well, it has that flair.
Yeah. Okay. So that's all going on. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, there's guys up on top preparing the life rafts. Mm-hmm. Now, one big problem with life rafts is you have to have that tether connected. I'm going to give you the scenario. The boat sinks, okay? There's a hydrostatic release. I have no idea what that means. I think it hydrostatically releases something. No, it releases the life raft. Mm-hmm. Now, the life raft is floating to the top. Mm-hmm. That's bad. I'm sorry, gang. That's not good because you're all in the water and the boat's going down. And then the life raft pops up over there, but it ain't inflated.
Yeah,
it's just still sitting in its canister.
Not good.
Okay. What's that tether do? When a boat gets to a certain point, the hydrostatic release releases the life raft. Mm-hmm. It's still connected by the tether. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the pressure from the water and the fact that that life raft wants to go up is going to pull that tether. And then all of a sudden it goes, boosh.
Okay. Just like that, with that sound effect.
And then you all seen in the movies where everybody's in the water in the middle of the night. What do we do now? And then these life rafts start popping up. Now, if the boat goes down in seconds. If the boat goes down in a more controlled sinking, which we like controlled sinkings, you know,
if you have to choose
plenty of time
one.
For selfies, plenty of time to go, dude, the boat's sinking.
Post it on social media.
Have you done this before?
Happen.
I haven't ever been on a boat sinking before. This is pretty cool.
I know.
All right. So now the life rafts are behind the boat. You need to attach that tether to the boat. Okay. Now, when you attach that to the boat and you're ready to leave, you need to what?
Detach it.
Now, you would use a knife for that, but in my life rafts, I don't carry knives because, frankly...
He doesn't want to give us...
I don't have a knife fight in the life raft. Everybody's going, dude, you're not the captain anymore. The boat sank. All right, I carry
Extreme
a gun.
Measure.
I carry a gun, but you don't want to shoot a gun off in a life raft either because now you got other problems. All right, now, being serious, a couple other things you should grab. I'm going to go through the list again. While you're all grabbing your personal stuff, you need to bring the medical kit. Because there probably are some issues there.
Or could be.
Okay?
Yep.
You need to grab life jackets, mm-hmm. right? Okay?
That.
And I rent life jackets to my crew on board. It's $14 a day. You can bring your own. They never do.
No.
Okay? Flashlights. Why do you need a flashlight?
To see. And to alert.
Because it's in the middle of the night.
Give
and you're
attention.
Like, it's a beautiful night. Everything's calm. And you want to take that flashlight and point it over the life raft where these monster sharks are just... circling you nonstop.
Yeah.
I mean,
scary stories.
It's like wall to wall sharks, and you need that flashlight to see them. What else? Bottles of water.
Yep.
You need bottles of water, and we should write down for the captain bottle of rum.
Bottle of rum
to keep the crew happy. Okay.
Smart.
So those are kind of the things you need to bring.
Yep.
I strongly recommend a handheld sat phone because now you're in a life raft. Okay. And now what's going on? Just sitting there, starting a mutiny.
Yep.
You're 100 yards off Fall Lauderdale of the Beach. There's people swimming.
Taking pictures and videos.
And you're in there all wrapped up, going, we're going to die. Okay, till the Coast Guard chopper comes. Look, here comes the Coast Guard chopper. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, seriously, though, you're in a life raft, and if you're many, many miles offshore, you're going to want that sat phone to work. You're going to want your 406 EPIRB to work. So, sit tight. Okay. Think of it this way. You're out on the water. It's a nice day.
It's beautiful.
Put your bathing suit on. Get some sun.
There's
no way that anything excessive sun is going to hurt you on the water.
Never.
I'm kidding. That's a reason why there are canopies. Do not go out in the sun. Do not eat all the food on the first day.
No. Ration it.
Stuff like that. Anyway, I'm going to give you another bit of advice. If this all happens, I'd probably jump in the tender.
Probably.
Okay, you could spend 15 hours on a life raft or jump in a tender that does 40 miles an hour.
Faster.
And you could be at the bar, you know, in about three or four hours.
Captain's
time
the
at
first
all.
Round.
Now, I'm not saying this is for everyone, but the modern yachting community has determined that it's better that the captain be the first one off the boat and actually coordinate the rescue from ashore. That's where I will be. I'll be in the tender. You guys could be waiting in the life rafts.
Okay.
God help me if the boat somehow doesn't sink. But I'll be on the bluff. Watching, coordinating a rescue. I'll have coffee and donuts and all that
and
other
stuff.
And the
welcome towels for us when we finally make it.
I'm joking. I will actually, if that ever happened to me, I will be standing up into the life raft. But it's pretty common. The captain of Costa Concordia did that, and he was praised. You know, he was there directing a rescue. 2,000 people. Okay, have I forgotten anything at all?
I do not think so.
I'm not even sure anymore. Okay.
So, Georgia, answer anything here that we
So listen up, gang. I said we really love you more this week than last week. We really do, because it's, you know, Valentine's Day was yesterday. Aww. A little hard thing. No, because our last video is at 84,000 views, and it's only like day three in. We're going to top out at 100,000+. That's all because of you guys. And that's why we do this, because we love this and we love you.
So thank you for watching.
Do your thing. I'll do it for you. Boom.
I'm Christy.
No, I'm Doug, and I totally that up. Yes. Georgia, rewind. So we love doing this. We love the fact that you guys watch. You guys watching is what makes us do it.
Yes, absolutely.
And all the endorsements, anyway. Anyway,
that helps.
Anyway, I'm Doug.
And I'm Christy.
And that's Bottom Line. Do your
thing. Bottom Line.